morning, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening, everybody, depending on where in the world you are. This is Motivation Monday. I am Jeffrey Gittimer, King of Motivation. And I'm normally joined by Jen Gluckow, but as you can see by the television on Facebook or the video feed on Facebook, she is not here today. But it's okay. She's at the beach. She's at the beach. And she will be chiming in with a little video that she has provided for us today. But today is my day. So I'm going to begin by talking about how the hell do I get motivated? What do I do to be able to be myself during the course of a day? And it's not like, this is not what to do. This is literally what I do. So I wake up in the morning and I don't always listen to music, but when I do, it's typically British rock from the 60s. That is my go-to music. This morning I played Message from the Country by The Move, later to become the Electric Light Orchestra. You may know them by Do Ya. But this morning I played...
That's, by the way, that's the most that you can do-do-do legally.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got my 4 seconds of musical bars in there before BNI comes down on me. And or ASCAP. But I played Until Your Mama's Gone. I played a bunch of other songs. I played Do Ya. And you're rocking. You're totally rocking. And so you're like bouncing to the bathroom. You know what I mean? You got to pee. You got to brush your teeth. You got to get dressed for the day. And then I begin a ritual that I've been doing for 25 years.
Only?
Yeah. I'm going to do it for another 25 and then that's it. I'm going to quit. I read. I write. I prepare those three things. And those of you who hang around, the Alexes of the world that came up this morning at 9 o'clock, Alex, say hello.
Hola.
Okay, hola. Very well done.
Alex is our social media maven here at Gittimer.
And obviously, he's a prolific pontificator of motivation. But people come over for breakfast, and I'm rolling. You know, I'm ripper on ready to go because I've already written or I've already read something or I've already prepared something for them to come in. And I love getting ready. Getting ready is a huge motivator for me. Now, I don't have the stock theatrical breakfast. My breakfast pretty much revolves around anything that's laying around. Sometimes I'll actually have empty carbohydrates. Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios are my main thing, but I put a lot of fruit in it to pretend like it's healthy. And then I put whole milk on it because I don't like milk that's under 4%. I don't use a lot of milk. I just use a little bit of milk, but it's enough to where I want to taste the milk. I don't want 2% milk that tastes like water or 1% milk that tastes like it shouldn't be in a bottle. Now, let's talk about motivation because this is a subject for the day. Now, you now know what motivates me. Reading, writing, preparing. Now, by the way, that leads to thinking and creating. That's the bottom of the equation. If you can do read, write, create, read, write, prepare, it forces you to think and create. So those are the five elements that motivate me in the morning, that get me rolling in the morning, and they need to get you rolling in the morning too. You don't need to know what the weather is. Gee whiz, look out the window. Or look at your iPhone and hit the weather thing. It'll tell you what the weather's going to be, pretty much as accurate as the weather guy is going to be. And if it's cold outside, dress warm. Otherwise, get rolling. You don't need to spend a lot of time on who got beat up in a parking lot last night or what stupid political liar is lying to me this morning because they lie from everybody. And your job is to get rolling for yourself. This is Motivation Monday. You can't motivate other people, but you can motivate yourself. You can inspire other people. You can inspire yourself, but the motivation world needs to be self-motivation. That needs to be the word that you use. So I have a couple of topics. Do you want to play Jen's video now?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, let's hear from Jennifer because she's my partner and the love of my life, and she's the world's greatest human being as far as I'm concerned.
That'll get her ding. I'll give a ding to that.
No, thanks. And it's time for – she's at the beach. She's in Wild Dunes down in South Carolina which is a beautiful place, by the way. If you haven't been there, it's like absolutely gorgeous. A little overpriced, but hey, you know, that's what life is about. Overpriced things.
But yeah, she wanted to, she's there for a writing retreat right now. She's working very hard on her newest book.
Sales in a New York Minute, which will be out at the end of the year.
That's right. And she wanted to, but she wanted to make sure that all of our listeners here on Sell or Die and everyone that's viewing us live on Facebook, facebook.com/Jeffrey Gittimer, got a dose of motivation from Jen. So here she is.
All right. Dose it up, Jenny.
Hi, everyone. Happy Motivation Monday. What's up? I'm coming to you live, well, not live because I'm recording this earlier than the Motivation Monday, but I'm coming to you straight from Wild Dunes, Isle of Palms, South Carolina. I am here. You can sort of see the beach, but maybe not really, but I can see the beach, and that's what's important to me. Today, I want to talk to you about becoming an overnight success. So I'm writing a book called Sales in a New York Minute. It's 212 real world and easy to implement strategies that'll help you make more sales, build loyal relationships, and make more money. And I'm getting close to the 212th strategy, which is amazing. But it's taken me way longer, like way longer than 212 minutes to complete each New York Minute strategy. And here's the deal. I didn't create 212 strategies overnight. I created them one by one, day by day, minute by minute. I created them with persistence, dedication, hard work, a lot of mental thought. My question to you is, what are you putting your effort into today, Motivation Monday, today, that'll lead you to greater success tomorrow? You don't get good at sales or anything overnight. You get good customer by customer, relationship by relationship, day by day, minute by minute, sale by sale. You get good with practice, study, persistence, dedication, hard work. Okay, so here's my challenge to you. Invest your time daily in something that'll help you grow, and you'll become an overnight success in a New York Minute.
That was motivational. It's also a great plug for Jen's new book. And I want to make sure that you all have gotten the understanding of what a writing retreat is all about before we get into it too deeply. Number one, is she's away. So she can wake up in the morning and be in an atmosphere where you're kind of inspired. And that will lead to ideas. But there's a secret to this, and I can tell you from writing 13 books myself. Wherever you go to, wherever you go away to, it's going to take you 2 or 3 days until you actually get in the groove, until you can set your own mind on away from the office, away from your bickering for whoever you're bickering with at the moment, all the crap that's in your life. You have to just sort of shed it. I actually got it not only in a writing retreat, but I also get it when I'm traveling. As most of you know, I go to Paris every year. It literally takes me 3 or 4 days until I stop running for the train. Like another one comes in 2 minutes. What the hell am I running for? But until it strikes you, you think you still have to do it the same stupid way you've been doing it for X amount of years. Okay. So Jenny is inspired by her writing retreat. You are probably not at the beach. You're probably sitting somewhere at a desk or in your car and pissed off about what's going on at this moment. But I'm telling you to get unpissed and start to deal with yourself in a brand new way. My motivation topic this morning is twofold. Number one is the phone. And number two, it's your car. As you know, if you travel in a car, the hardest door to open in sales is your car door. You're sitting there thinking about what you got to say, what you got to do. Should I make this cold call? Should I get this guy? Is he going to tell me yes? Is he going to tell me no? What do I have to say? I'm prepared. I'm unprepared. Whatever the deal is, open the damn door. The only way you get great at any kind of selling is by repetition. You can't read a book and get great. You can read a book and get an idea, but then you have to put it into practice and try it 25 times until you can actually master it. You become proficient. First of all, you understand it and you agree with it. Then you try it out, you become proficient. And then after 25 or so tries, you begin to master it. That's where motivation for yourself has to start, at the car door. Open the door up, get the hell out of the car, walk into some guy's. The worst they can say is no. That's the worst they can do. Now, the worst they can do is throw you out. The second worst thing they can do is say no. The third worst thing they can do is, if you're in an office building, they can only throw you out into the hallway. That's like, they can't say, oh, you're no soliciting here. They can only throw you out in the hallway. It's a public building. So once you get past the fact that people are going to tell you no, have a good time with it. Car door, open, get your ass out, get to where you got to go, and talk to people. I have found in my lifetime that talking to people is the secret key to understanding and getting to the next plateau. Personally, I talk to everybody. I don't let one person go by without a hello or a nice doggy or the clerk at the store or in an elevator or standing online waiting to board an airplane. I talk to everybody. And what happens is business. Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody else who knows me, that and I work to become liked and I work to become known.
Every now, interaction is an opportunity.
That's correct. Even a negative one. Even a negative one. Several years ago, my daughter and her then husband were on a plane, switching a plane in Charlotte, and they made an announcement that if you wanted to take the next plane, you could get a free ticket. So I said, hey, let's do that. And you can stay for another couple of hours. And they said, oh, okay, that's a great idea. So we wait online for about 15 minutes and we get up to the front of the line and the guy goes, I don't need you anymore. I said, what do you mean? Well, we've given away, you know, we've had to. I said, no, you made an announcement. Did you stand online to get a free ticket? So I then called for the gate, the whole, you know, the concourse manager. He came up to me and I said, I want my free ticket. And we had an argument for about 15 minutes. Some lady came up to me, unbeknownst, out of the clear blue sky, hands me a note that says, God loves you. So I knew I was going to win, and the guy ended up giving me a free ticket. Okay, so we sort of had our tete-a-tete. That was, I'm going to say it was 15 years ago. I'm still friends with him. He's still in Charlotte. We we don't hug to say hello, but we always shake hands hard.
That's great.
Yeah, that's part of the deal. And it's all a matter of doing what you believe in, having a good time at it, and not taking it too seriously. Not taking it too seriously. You have to put yourself in a position where you're willing to go for it. You have to put yourself in a position where you're willing to risk talking to strangers, because your mom said, don't talk to strangers. I'm telling you, talk to strangers and let it out. Whatever your ideas, whatever your circumstances, hey, where are you going? What are you doing?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Can we go back? Because you said that the worst thing that can happen to you is they can throw you out of the office or throw you into the hallway. So my natural question is, have you ever been thrown out of an office?
Oh, hell yes. People will say, did you see the sign? I said, what sign? I saw the sign. Of course, I saw no soliciting or whatever. And I said, no, what sign? And they go, well, no soliciting. I thought you were talking about people that were selling subscriptions to magazines. I'm here to help your company. And even still then, I get thrown out of a couple of places, but who cares? In New York City, let me explain something. This is Charlotte, where everyone says, hey, and howdy, and how's your mama? Those kind of, how's your daddy? He's fine. In New York City, they don't say get out. They just slam the door. They like shove you and slam the door in your face. So there's all kinds of rejection that you get in any kind of unsolicited attempt. You just live with it. It's not that big of a deal. It's kind of a fun thing. I decided when I was cold calling that I was going to have fun. Now, granted, it's been a bunch of years, but I built myself out of cold calling. I cold called on my own. No one ever said cold call. That was kind of the way. But then I said, this is stupid. I don't want this anymore. So I started to do things that were valuable to other people. And as a result, people started to call me. The first time people started to call me, I go, wait a minute, I got something here. And that's how you have to look at it. You have to look at it as a challenge. What can you do? It looks like my thing on Facebook, it doesn't not showing my Philadelphia enough. I want to make sure.
Oh, you move your computer. Your computer's blocking it.
Is that what it is right there?
Yeah, well.
Is that better?
I mean, no, it's still blocking it, but.
How about over there?
Yeah, there you go. Keep it moving. There you go. Now you can see it. There you go.
This is LeBron James' new home next year.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay. So I'm having a good time every day, and you may not be. And if you're not liking what it is that you're doing, get the hell out of there. Do something else. Why are you bitching about something? I don't like my job. I don't like my boss. Quit. It's America. You can go someplace else. We're the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the streets are paved with gold, sort of. Actually, the ones that don't have potholes. But you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity. Well, the potholes are where people were digging, right? They were trying to get the gold.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm challenging you. You're not having a good enough time. Now, let's talk about the phone. That's the second thing.
Hey, speaking of that, I've got a question from Reddit that's perfect for this topic.
All right, go for it.
All right, let me get it up on the screen here. Right. So this is from reddit.com/r/sales. No, I'll read it for you. This is posted by Islero the Bull, and they have this question for Reddit. They want to know some, Islero the Bull wants to know some tips and tricks on how to get motivated on the phone, cold calling.
Cool.
This person says, I find once I'm rolling, I'm good, but can make any excuse possible of why not to start. So this is perfect.
Cold calling on the phone has a lot of rejection attached to it. It's so easy for the other person to say, I'm not interested in hang up. What the other person is saying is you're not interesting in hanging up, but that's a whole other issue. If you're going to cold call, the best thing you can do is, number one, stand up. Number two, have a mirror in front of you so you can see what you look like. Are you smiling? Are you serious? So stand up and smile. Have a mirror in front of you so you can remind yourself. And rather than a script, I want you to have 5 key bullet points of things that you have to cover so that if you do get to someone on the phone, you can engage them in a way that doesn't sound like you're reading from a piece of paper.
Mm.
That's key in this whole process. You have to be real. Now, I learned how to set appointments by cold calling, literally. And we were given leads of people that have just moved into the neighborhood. And you had to call them and set an appointment for a business opportunity. That was the deal. And if you didn't have 5 appointments set, you couldn't go home. That was the deal. So it wasn't like, do the best you can. No, dude, set 5 appointments, don't go home.
That sounds like kidnapping.
It was dadnapping because the twins were just born. But I will tell you that I got damn good at it. And I got damn good at it because I had to. There was no choice. I had to. And then you couldn't set a shitty lead because your sales guy would come back and go, that was a shit lead. So I had to set 5 good leads so that my guys wouldn't come back at me. And, we had this board. It was me and Barton Cohen. We were the 2 sales managers.
Hold on. This definitely needs this.
Okay, good. It was me and Barton Cohen, and they had this board, this mastery board up of who sold the most and did the most. And I was new in sales, and I always came in second. I came in second for months, and it was pissing me off so bad. And we'd go over the board every Monday. I'm like, hey, you're fucking bored. And it's okay. So I set these great leads. My guys went 5 for 5. We made 5 sales. We were headed for the number one spot on the board the following Monday. Thank you very kindly. We come to the meeting, and Jay Plasky said, oh, we did away with the board last week. You bastard! Yeah, we didn't think of it. Like, what? Anyway, so live and learn.
But it wasn't... It was about the board, but
totally about the board.
But through that, you got an understanding of sort of the attitude and the mentality that it took, board or no board, to make those 5 sales.
Yeah, if you're out there, Jay, you eliminated the fucking board.
You owe me a board.
One. Yeah, exactly. I was number one, and you know it. Anyway, Jay and Barton were real good friends. That's why I got eliminated. Anyway, so I didn't do it for the board. It turns out I did it for myself. That's what motivation is all about, doing it for yourself. Why would I do something for someone or against someone else when I should be doing it for myself? I'm doing it for my kids' tuition, my mortgage payment to the bank. You know,
Well, and that's what makes the whole mirror suggestion even more powerful, because I think you said it in a way that, you know, you want to make sure that your physicality is good because that's going to come out through your speech. But really, it's a good reminder that, hey, this is about me.
Yeah. And if it is about you, then stop with your phony bullshit greeting on the phone. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. How are you today? Fine. What are you selling? So what you have to do is start out more conversational and say, hey, this is Jeffrey, and I have something for you that I need you to listen to. Okay, what is it? Now, not everyone's going to want to listen, but the curious will listen. And say, this is going to help you and help your family, and all I need is like a minute or so. So here goes. And then you start. But you don't say, how are you today? I represent the and they're a very good organization. And I'm selling the. And click. Please don't hang up. Click. Please don't hang up. Click. And you get a bunch of clicks. I would try my best to not get hung up on. That was my whole deal. Don't hang up on me. You can do anything you want. Don't hang up on me. And once you have that as your prime motivator, then you start to create stuff that will help you. So I started out friendly and happy, and you could bounce me all you want because I'm from Jersey. We live in the bounce capital of the United States.
What are the guaranteed hangups? Like, what are the things that you can do on the phone that will guarantee you will get hung up on?
Asking how are you today? That's a bad one. Telling you that I represent the Police Benevolent Society. Click. The Fireman's Fund, click. I don't want you to represent somebody. I want you to talk about, what are you doing for the community? What's your gig? You know, we help keep homes safe, and I just want to make sure you're aware of the opportunity, because most people don't understand that they can give to an organization that actually helps them. If you do it conversationally, you're going to win. If you do it from a script, you're going to lose. That's why I recommend you just have 5 or 6 words on your screen, so you know what you have to talk about. One is the company. 2 is the opportunity. 3 is the reason for them to get involved. You know, whatever the circumstance is, it comes in a flow. And if you get to the flow, you're going to win. And then you record yourself. You record yourself giving this presentation, this pitch. And if you love what it is, you'll say these one little thing like, oh, that was a good one. And you go, oh, that was a good one too. You listen to 25 pitches, you're going to have the perfect pitch. The perfect pitch, I guarantee you. And, you know, you're going to go 1 for 25, then you'll go 2 for 25, then you go 5 for 25, and you're going to win. You're going to start to win and feel good about yourself making a cold call. I have several people that I've stayed in touch with over the years. They sell $5,000, $10,000 things over the phone. My son-in-law, Matt, sells those metal buildings over the phone, and he'll sell a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 building. Without anyone ever seeing him
Whoa.
It's unbelievable. He's very powerful on the phone. And, you know, he makes it a nice living doing it, but the bottom line is it's on the phone. Now, he doesn't cold call. He responds to leads. But still, there's, you know, people tire kicking shit leads and whatever. And I think it's an opportunity that people totally overlook. The phone is the sales instrument of all time. And now, because it's a smartphone, there's all kinds of things that you can do that you could never do before. You can predict things. You can ask Google things while you're talking on the phone. You can literally, you can connect with somebody on LinkedIn while you're talking on the phone. And I mean, I just never had that opportunity. It's a phenomenal opportunity of things that are happening right this very minute. So take advantage of it. That's my motivational tip of the day. Get off your ass. And I want to start to shoot in the studio, like 5-second rants.
Sure.
So that we can get out of your damn car, you lazy bastard. And, you know, where's your balls, bud? Your balls?
Some Gittimer gifts.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're packaged in a set. So I'll try to have a pair so that, so that you can use them at will. But I think the bottom line there is salespeople need to get yelled at every once in a while, and their boss won't do it. That's my statement, and I'm sticking to it. Now, we are on Facebook Live. Are you coming to my event in Charlotte on next Thursday and Friday? Not this Thursday. Next Thursday and Friday, the 14th and 15th, the dates?
That's correct.
The 14th in the afternoon is a sales leadership event at the Mint Museum Uptown. And the following morning is a sales mastery event. And that is at the Mint Museum also. And that starts at 8 o'clock. The afternoon one starts at 2 and the morning one starts at 8. And y'all need to be there. Just go to cgittimer.se. It'll be in the notes here. cgittimer.com/Charlotte. Click and register. And I promise you, you will have a blast. It will be a place where you can meet. And they have airplanes now. If you're out of town, fly in. Come on. You can stay at the Courtyard by Marriott.
That's right. And if you're watching this on Facebook, just scroll down the page and check out some of the videos we put of Jeffrey in Des Moines and what people had to say about that seminar. Oh. It was a truly powerful experience there in Des Moines. We changed some lives, Jeffrey, and that's exciting. And I think you're going to do the same thing in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. When I'm done at my morning event on Friday, you'll be able to walk right around the corner to Clover Joe's and get yourself a cheesesteak. And as you know, they are very good, Douglas. You have been to Clover Joe's.
I have, and it's deceptive because when you look at Clover Joe's and you hear the name and you look in the place, you wouldn't think best cheesesteak in Charlotte.
That's exactly right.
But they nail it.
And they motivate you to go do more because you've just eaten a lead sandwich and you have to walk it off.
Yeah, you got to fight it. You're fighting that sandwich all day.
Oh, believe me. Our people here in the studio, Alex, is any activity that we need to check in on? Jeffrey, I have some breaking news. We just got 500,000 followers. What happened?
Well, we actually do have some comments in on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
We've got this guy. His name is Andrew O'Connell. He asked, when are you coming to Ireland? And I think it's a good segue into, hey, we got this event in Charlotte. When are the other events coming up?
There's other events coming up. The dates are not solidified yet, but they will be before this month is out. Philadelphia, Atlanta, Chicago, and Dallas will be the next four cities. So get yourself a ticket or get yourself an airplane ticket and a ticket. Just come. But people fly in. We had people in the Iowa event that flew the hell in. It was unbelievable. And people came from all over, especially there was a guy there from Mason City, Iowa. And for those of you not familiar with Mason City, it's the home of the Music Man, Burgess Meredith. And so he gave me a hat. We have trouble right here in River City with a capital.
That's
great. It was phenomenal.
We've got another question here on Reddit that I think we should tackle. This is a great one. So let me get it up on the screen so that everyone else on Facebook can see it as well. So this is from the username is throwawayinthetrash3. And the question is, I need some advice in car sales. So this is, hey guys, I'm a recent college grad with $50,000 of student loan debt. And I was recently offered a job at a Jeep Dodge Chrysler dealership. And I wanted to ask for some advice. My parents are kicking me out of the house in 2 months.
Yes.
I need to make enough money for my own place.
Yes.
Is it possible to accomplish this in car sales in the beginning? How many cars can I expect to sell when I'm starting out?
Well, first of all, if you don't know your own numbers, something's drastically wrong. You need to know if you sell a car, you make $200. If you sell a car, you make $500. I would find that out straight away and then multiply that times 10 and see if you can hit 10 sales in the first month. I mean, it's pretty much a math game. You do have to do multiplication, so you may have to use your computer to do that.
Listen, this person has $50,000 of student loan debt, so there had to be some math classes in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But this is, Jeffrey, honestly, this is like a huge problem with a lot of people. They're looking for alternative solutions to get rid of that student loan debt that may or may not have to do with the major, and they're looking to
Sanders
sales.
Bernie Sanders might be president, then he'll absolve your whole debt.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but don't hold your breath for that one.
But they're looking for alternatives, and a lot of people are looking into sales.
That is the best alternative because there's no ceiling in sales. You are paid a commission, and if you want to make more money, it's real easy. You make more sales. And if you want to raise, ask your boss for a raise in percentage of commission. He will or she will love you. If you ask for a raise in your base pay, you will get fired. So here's the deal. If you're in car sales, you're going to have to make certain that you go beyond the dealership of the people that walk in. When someone walks into a dealership, they're not a lead coming in for the best car on the planet. You're referred to as an up. You're up. And that person now has to buy some kind of a Jeep product. And you, sir, as a salesperson, are going to need some tips. Here goes. You're not going to say what brings you in today. Because if you ask me what was bringing in today, I would say, oh, I'm here for my hair transplant. No, you want a car. Okay, good. So something brought you in here and you say, listen, show me, you grab the person and say, welcome to our place. I want you to show me the one car that you would love more than any other car in this whole place. And they show you the car and say, come on, let's take it for a drive.
Well, I can't afford it.
I don't care if you can afford it or not. Let's take a drive. You haven't been in it yet.
All right.
Now we're driving around the block. Now I can talk to the person because they're behind the wheel of a car that is their dream car in the place, whether they can afford it or not. Come on, have a good time with this person. You know, we're going to go back in. Before I start with anything, I need to ask you three questions. How do you use your present car? That's a big one, correct? How do you maintain your present car? And number three, when your car's done, how do you sell your present car? So use, maintenance, resale. Those are the three things that someone thinks about when they walk into a car dealership. Now, I've just given you the formula to change the entire automobile industry because it's going to be changed anyway with one word, Tesla. Tesla will change your whole pitch, your whole process. But until then, until General Motors puts the buy now button in and you're still employed, use my strategy. And that will get you in touch personally with the human being that walked through the door that has the $30,000 or $40,000 to buy the new Jeep. And you'll make sales and you'll make friends and you have to hustle. So you may want to go out to speak at a Rotary Club at noontime instead of sitting in the car eating a sandwich with a bunch of other smoking, coffee-drinking car salespeople that all they do is complain. So try to be... You have your attitude set on positive. Get the little gold book of yes attitude at the very least. Get the little red book of selling. Get the 21.5 unbreakable laws of sales and selling and go to work. Read at night. Don't watch TV. Don't drink beer. Don't go out and party. Get serious about it. That's my Reddit answer for the day.
That was good.
Now, here's the deal. If you're out there in sales land and you're looking to be able to get better, the only way you're going to get better is to decide you're going to be a student once again, and you're going to rededicate yourself to lifelong learning. Go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and take a look. And make certain that when you're there taking a look, that you're serious about recasting yourself, reinventing yourself, rededicating yourself to your own personal excellence. Because if you do, you will win. I promise you, you will win. I'm going to read something, see if I can find it here on my laptop. I wanted to talk to you about a Napoleon Hill quote, which I think is the essence of what I'm talking about at this very moment. The person who stops studying merely because he has finished school is forever hopelessly doomed to mediocrity, no matter what may be the calling. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, 1937. And I promise you that even though the language is a little stuttery, it's not what you're used to right this moment, if you don't dedicate yourself to lifelong learning, something's drastically wrong with your own personal motivation, with your own personal desire. You don't love that place enough to study it. You don't love that job enough to rededicate yourself to excellence at it. And maybe you don't even love yourself enough to be able to make that happen. And that's the key here. Love yourself, love your job, and love to get to the next plateau. I can show you this. Can I show this on the camera? I don't know whether it shows or not, but there's the
quote?
Yeah, the quote by Napoleon Hill. Yeah, I'll post it up on Instagram today.
There you go. That's that. That's the pitch. There we go.
Jeffrey Gittimer, JeffreyGittomer, one word, and get up there and like it, lump it, have a good time with it. Send it to both your friends.
Use it in the morning to motivate you.
Exactly. Put it on your bathroom mirror.
You know what? We had that conversation earlier in the show about what to do in the morning to kind of get yourself ready to go for the day. And you know what the takeaway for me was from that?
What?
Is that you are, well, two things. One day you decided to take control of your mornings.
Correct.
And two, and related, you are very particular about your mornings.
I have specific actions that I take. That is correct.
Right. And I think those are two keys to motivating your morning, is by taking control and being particular, because those are the, you know, only through doing that will you find the things that will motivate you.
Now, you've been in my library 100 times or more.
True.
Is there any lack of books in there for me to read?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So, and there's stuff like, I just got 30 new sales books, some of which are going to go up in the library. We're going to digitize my old books and you'll be able to subscribe to it. But I have these old books and they're classics. And so I'll read 4 or 5 pages in the morning just to get the idea of what somebody was thinking 50 years ago or 100 years ago, and get their take on life or sales life. And it's unbelievable what you can find. It's unbelievable what you can learn. And they're basically, there's nothing new. Everything's been rewritten because they're trying to get salespeople to take action. That's the hardest thing for salespeople to do, is take frickin' action. You'll sit by the phone, you'll figure out 85 ways to get started, you'll sit in the car and listen to the last of Howard Stern or some stupid-ass talk show, and then you'll get out of the car. No, dude, stop, turn your key off, get the hell out of there, and lock the car. Lock yourself out. Lock your keys in the car. So you have to stay out of the car.
Well, then you have to make a sale because you got to pay for the locksmith to come get you in your car.
I'll tell you what, though. You can't lock your keys out of the car anymore. The keys got smart.
It's true.
The car goes ding, 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 ding. In the old days, you bring back the old days when you could lock your own self out of your car.
Well, soon the car's going to lock you out.
Exactly.
It's reverse now.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. I can't wait till the cars can talk. Anyway. It's time for us to wrap her up. Please come to my seminar, cgittimer.com/Charlotte, the 14th and 15th of June. Please come to the leadership event. Please come to the sales mastery event. You'll have a blast. It's at the Mint Museum uptown.
Beautiful spot.
Please go to the Gittimer Learning Academy and sign up to become a lifelong student. Once again, there's hundreds of hours worth of fun stuff. If you think this is fun, you haven't seen the GLA. It's totally fun. By the way, the picture that's up on the screen right now, if you're looking, is it up there? Are we out of Facebook Live, or is that the Gittimer Learning Academy? That's unphotoshopped. I just want to make sure you know that, because at the moment I'm like 20 pounds heavier. If someone would please send me what I should do to get 20 pounds skinnier, I would greatly appreciate it without pitching your MLM product. I want something that will wake me up in the morning and get my ass running instead of thinking and reading and writing. I think I have to get out of the house. I think I just have to get up and put some running clothes on and get going. What do you do, Doug? Well, you're skinny already, and Alex.
I bike to work. That definitely helps. But that's good. You're displaying what you just talked about, that personal growth never ends.
Exactly.
We all have something that we can strive to achieve for, learn, improve on.
Or do less of, like chocolate ice cream.
There you go.
And cookies.
More Cheerios, less Snickers.
Yeah. Well, I have to fill my carbohydrates with something besides carbohydrates.
You can always come with me to the gym. We can do some bench presses.
Yeah, that's it. That's a great idea, Alex. You spotter. Start, and if I'm not there, you can just keep going. All right, you guys. This is Jeffrey Gittimer for Jennifer Gluckow. I'm signing off from Charlotte, North Carolina. Get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off. I'll see you tomorrow on Sell or Die.